But I'm now going to move to an event that's happening next weekend and will actually feature Ballygar, the forest in Ballygar, in fact, as part of a phenomenal weekend of action, starting on Friday with Maynooth University hosting the Sprint Championship. The middle distance is in Ballygar on the morning of Saturday, and then on Sunday, Slievebourne in Roscommon, the well-known mountain up there, I'll tell you one thing, try climbing it sometime, that's hosting the Long Distance Championship, and they've also got the Relay Championship in Strokestown House. So there's quite a bit going on this weekend as regards orienteering, because it is the Irish Orienteering Championship. And Eric O'Brien joins me here in studio. Eric, you're very welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for me.
Okay, explain a little bit. I think I know what orienteering is, but please enlighten me a little bit more, because all I just seem to see is people running around and trying to get tags and maps and all kinds of stuff. So give us a bit more insight.
Yeah, of course. So orienteering is an adventure sport where participants or competitors will try to get from a start to a finish going through a series of checkpoints that we call controls. So it's not your average running in a straight line or running around a curved track. It's running from A to B but finding the fastest route there. So for instance, if you are walking to Dun Stores, you're probably inherently orienteering yourself by deciding, will I go along the footpath that which will take 1 kilometer, or will I run through this housing estate which will take half that distance? So you're deciding on the move, what's the quickest way to get there. And of course, as we're a sport, it is a race, so you're trying to get there in the quickest time possible ahead of everyone else.
There's a fair bit of history involved with this. There are stories, and I read them somewhere, and it could be as far out as a lighthouse, but I read somewhere that even during World War II, the French used orienteering runners to help with regards getting messages across behind enemy lines and stuff like that. So this has been ongoing for quite a while.
Yeah, the sport itself is over 100 years old and was, I suppose, formalised as a sport in Scandinavia by the Norwegian military. From there, petered out into becoming a sport. So there's different types of orienteering, so ski orienteering, foot orienteering that we do, mountain bike orienteering, and wheel orienteering for wheelchair users. Moving from the military then, we had the first real orienteering events in Ireland in around the 70s, and it's grown from there, from a black and white hand-drawn map to the super high quality, high detailed maps that we use today.
And what kind of distances are we talking about?
So if you're turning up to a club event or if you're training on your own, it depends on your ability. So nobody has to go out and do 10K. When we say you're going to do 10 kilometres, you may potentially run 14 kilometres because you're choosing your route as you go. For beginners, you'd normally do about 2 to 3 kilometres at an event, and those courses will be aimed towards beginners, where you may have linear features like tracks or fences to follow to help you to find the controls. When you move up the stages then, when you get more proficient and happier orienteering, you could end up doing a course which is 10 kilometres long as the crow flies, but again, you could do 14 or 15K, depending on the terrain. Urban areas might be longer or shorter, but quicker, or mountainsides like Slievebourne might slow you down significantly because of the contours and the forested areas.
Okay, it's interesting, I'll say that. Now, okay, so if I'm, for the sake of argument, I'm a lot fitter than I actually am, and I want to take part in this, and I'm a beginner, is there something for me to do on a weekly basis around Galway? Is there a possibility of being a part of a club or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. So we're very fortunate to have 12 clubs around Ireland, and Galway is one of the historic orienteering areas for orienteering Ireland. We have a local club here called Western Eagles Galway Orienteering. We call them WEGO, W-E-G-O. And they have a series of events that run from September until May. They're normally every 2 to 3 weeks, and they cater for beginners right up to seasoned orienteers to groups of scouts and everything else. So the next WEGO event is out in Woodlawn, and it's on the 19th of May. There's also an event up in the Museum of Country Life in Castlebar on the 25th of May, and that just happens to be around what's known as World Orienteering Week. So at those events, you'd turn up as a beginner, you'd be given a small bit of guidance as to what is orienteering. You'd have your map, you go out and have fun, and if you feel like the next time you're going to come along, you'll try a longer course. The season for us is normally primarily a winter sport, but in the summertime you can use a free app called MapRun, and what MapRun allows you to do is to orienteer in your own time in local areas. So we work with, at a national level, we work with local sports partnerships, and we identify areas that might be suitable for that. So for instance, in Galway, the West Side playing fields are mapped, Merlin Woods is mapped, you've South Park and Claddagh mapped, Renville out in Oramore, and we also put in a new map this week in the Town Park in Tuam. So people simply download the app, find the course that they're on, and use their phone to navigate around. The maps are available for you to download and print from our website. And again, you can use your phone to bring you around, but use the actual physical map to get there. Your phone will be linked to GPS and it will ping as you get controls. And like that, you don't have to set up an event. You don't have to take down an event. You can just go and do it in your own
so
time.
So it's orienteering in a free running kind of style.
Absolutely. But you're following a set course. So okay. You still have to go from one control number one to two and three.
Which brings us to what's happening next weekend. Now, I did say it's going to be an incredibly busy weekend. If you're planning to be at all events, it's not just a good pair of shoes you'll need. A good car is also going to help. This is the Irish Orienteering Championships and Ballygar is actually hosting the middle distance event.
That's correct, yeah. So we've the Irish Orienteering Championships, which is a 4-day event. It starts, as you said, in Maynooth on Friday and it runs right through to Monday. We've 420 competitors from across Europe who are turning up, so primarily from Ireland, Northern Ireland, Great Britain, but we also have competitors from Belgium, France, Italy and Switzerland.
Would this have ranking points maybe for a European Championship or a World Championship? Because, you know, sometimes national championships would have athletes from different countries because there's ranking points regarding, you know, international competition.
Yeah, so some national governing bodies will use this as a ranking race. We use it to as a selection process for our junior and senior teams who compete internationally. So both our junior and senior teams are looking to compete in the World Championships. The juniors are going to Poland in July and the seniors are going to Edinburgh in July, and this is a seeding race for them to be selected from it. For us, it's like we've people from 10 years old who've registered for this event. We've people up to 80 years old who've registered for this event. So everybody's actually ranking themselves because they're still out there competing and they're on courses from, you know, 1 kilometre long to 6 kilometres long. And it's an individual challenge, really, with NGBs using it.
What would be the distance then for sprint, for example, as compared to long distance?
So a sprint event is normally shorter with a shorter winning time. So, for instance, the elites in Maynooth will run a distance of about 4 kilometres, but the anticipated winning time would be 19 minutes. On the ground, those elite participants may cover 5.5 kilometres, choosing the right alleyway, choosing a place that doesn't have an uncrossable wall to get to the checkpoint faster. Mm. When you go to the middle distance, then you'd be looking at the elites who are at the top level of orienteers doing a course which is 6.5 kilometres long. On the map, they may cover about 8 kilometres long, and we're hoping for a winning time of about 35 minutes across open ground. Mm. Forest to ground and crossing ditches.
And I mentioned Sleebon in my introduction. I mean, for that's the long distance. So you won't just have the distance, as you just mentioned. I'm kind of going back over what you said, but you won't just have the distance, but you'll have the hills and the mountain, and it's a tough old place to go.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we haven't mentioned the weather yet, you know, so a hot day
that's
could
true.
Be good or bad for someone, or it could be raining. And again, this is the whole beauty of the sport, where you don't necessarily have to be the fastest. You have to be the quickest thinking. So if you see a checkpoint ahead and you think, okay, there's a nice track there to get me there very quick, or there's a shorter track, I have to judge the ground. Is there a lot of contours that I need to climb? Is the ground broken with brashings from cut down trees? Or is it a nice runnable playing pitch that I can sprint very quickly over? And you're deciding that on the fly.
Like I said, it's interesting. I want to just mention times as well, because we'll have two questions actually. One regarding the times, when do they start? And second of all, is it club members or can anyone take part in something like this?
Yeah, so as this is an Irish Championships, it's a closed competition. So anybody who wanted to compete would have registered before. And that is open to all members of Orienteering Ireland, be they beginners or up to our elites. Unfortunately, there's no entry on the day for this, but normal local events do have pre-entry through our website, orienteering.ie, and you'll see the fixtures right in front. I would encourage people to come down and have a look if you're in the area. Most of our administration will be done from Sculwira in Ballygar on the Saturday.
Not well.
And in Sleebon, we're on the top of the hill in a kind of hard place to find, but again, it's signposted. You will see runners coming in. If you're in Strokestown on Monday, absolutely come down and see the relay, because that is one of the most fun events that we have. And for people who are travelling east of the country, the sprint is definitely worth a look.
Is the one in Strokestown House, the relay, is that more of a spectator-friendly event? Can I call it that?
Because, absolutely.
Because, you know, what orienteering is, I mean, you can't exactly sit in a stand and watch them all going around a track. It's not like the track racing. But it's more of a chance of doing it by actually finding a spot and then watching them go by.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes in events, like in Maynooth, we'll have a spectator control, so we'll make sure that all participants will go through a certain control where spectators can look look on and see what's happening. So you can see who's coming in from what avenue. We always think about the route choice coming into a control and who's come from what way. The same, unfortunately, in Ballygar, it's just not an option due to the layout of the forest and all the rest. But Strokestown, you'll definitely see a lot of action up there, yeah.
Let's see. And what's the start times then for these?
So there's different start times for each. So in Maynooth, it's an evening start time. And the start times in Maynooth go from 7 o'clock in the evening. And the course will close in or around 9:30. Hopefully all participants in before that. In Ballygar on Saturday, it's 10 o'clock start, and we'd hope the course will be closed by 3 with everyone in, and similar times then for Schlieffbahn and Strokestown.
So it's a good day out.
Yeah, it's a good day out. Like, you know, we go out, we come back, we like to compare where we went right, where we went wrong. For our volunteers who run all this, like, they have to build the arena every day. So they've been planning and working on this for 6 months out. So they've been out updating maps, they've been out checking, is the course or the control site good? Is it still there because forests get cut down and all the rest?
And how important is it actually just for somewhere like Ballygar to get to host something like this?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, nowhere in Ireland has 4 days of orienteering all in once. It's a fantastic opportunity. It's a fantastic opportunity for the local town to learn more about sport. It's a fantastic opportunity for us to see new places, because for us, a new place is a new challenge. The last time the Irish Championships were in the West was in 2017, where again, Western Eagles and Frank Ryan and his team there brought us out to Uachtarard and gave us some of the most technically challenging orienteering that I had seen in a long time, you know. So everywhere is different. Next year we move up to Northern Ireland. After that it's into Leinster, I believe, and then I think it's in Munster, and then we're back to Leinster.
So it rotates.
We rotate around the provinces as much as we can, yeah.
And if anybody wants more information, I'm mindful of the clock, but I want to get that out there as well. If people want more information about orienteering, maybe they listen to this and think, you know, wouldn't mind giving it a go.
Yeah, sure. Look, I'd recommend that you check out Western Eagles Galway as your local club, because they are the people on the ground. And again, if you want more general information, orienteering.ie is where you'll find it. We've lots of education resources up there. You can find out where our map runs are. And again, it'll be a link to local fixtures.
Now, Eric, look, the very best of luck with it next weekend. And by the way, results, very quickly, just before I go. Are results then posted online, or how was that done?
Absolutely, yeah. So results will be live online that evening, and again, you can find them on our orienteering.ie website.
Okay, Eric, thank you so much for coming to the studio. Really,
thank you, John.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. And if you want more information, check out the Irish Orienteering website. I'll get it for you there, orienteering.ie. If you want more information on the sport, if maybe you've been listening and you think, you know, wouldn't mind giving it a go. Eric is the operations manager, by the way, with Orienteering Ireland. Really do appreciate you coming into the studio and your patience as well with everything that was going on.